As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Sing it one more time.
You deserve the glory and the honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just love to our love on you. And Lord, it's belief from the depth of our hearts, from honest hearts, Lord. And yet even our Sometimes our praise seems to fall short, Lord. We believe that by your grace, it's, Lord, that life expressing you that's the ultimate praise, Lord. And I just thank you so much for your goodness, your grace, Lord, all that you are. Lord, we pray for tonight. You just minister to your people, Lord, that you even right now, just as we're in tired bodies, wearied bodies, Lord, that you would grant your people a release, a disconnect from the cares and weights and worries of this world, Lord, and things around us, Father, that we could just tune into you, Father, not into any man, not to anything else, but into you. You minister, Father, as only you can. Thank you for our Lord Jesus, for his sacrifice, his atonement, Lord, that precious blood by which, Lord, we're reunited, and not just reunited, Lord, but brought back into redemption, into fellowship, into your own likeness and image, Lord, these things that, Lord, all were made possible through his sacrifice. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Grant it, Lord, be lifted up, Lord, and be exalted, and again, minister to your people, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, musicians, so much. Sister Karen, happy birthday again. Big 4-0, right? Oh, my goodness, the Lord is good. Greetings to everybody online. I just apologize here publicly. Brother Tom, I owe an apology. So, Brother Tom, forgive me. I know you'd called a few weeks ago, never got back to you, and I know you were looking for a ride up here. So, my apologies, dear brother. Please forgive me. So, again, God bless you all. Greetings to each one, and had some things that the Lord put on my heart for tonight. I hope, you know, sometimes you're sitting there waiting on the Lord. Josh, Derek, Greg, different ones kind of know how this goes. I think sometimes you have him put some things on your heart and you think, wait a second, how does that work? How does that fit? So I'm not going to try to fit it. I'm just going to try to share it and leave it in the hands of the Lord to speak to our hearts. So two things, really. Again, this, I'll just put it out in front of us. The thing that kind of theme kept coming back and back is just preparation. And, you know, I go to prepare a place for you. And what is happening now that he's preparing us for. And also the mind. Just, you see the state of mankind. You see what's happening to people's minds right now. It's on display right all around us. It's just incredible to see the deterioration. You know, it's got, these things have to come. Judgment's coming. We know the world, Brother Brandon preached the message, the world's falling apart. Well, sure is. You know, we're just witnessing this more and more all the time. So just kind of, again, kind of go into some different things here. But what a time to be living in, you know. And the scripture tells us in 1 John, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. So I think it's a time to just be very watchful, discerning, you know, try the spirits. And even Jesus, as he said, or as, you know, Dad, I think, had quoted there and gone through that passage on Sunday, be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So watch and pray, brothers and sisters, watch and pray. And we also know there's that scripture, I don't remember where it is right now, but it talks about our having our senses exercised to discern good and evil. So the saints are going to judge the earth. And right now, I think in this darkest of hour, Brother Ram said, no other age but this age could be, was it that Satan was called the god of this evil age. With that said, with all my heart, We are the people, I believe, that God has placed in this age for this hour. You living in this time is not an accident. So we have great confidence in Him, the master architect, master planner, God who is love, placed us now, right here. You can say, thank you, Lord. So we're ordained to overcome whatever comes our way. He's in control. He's got the wheel, right? The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. So He is completely in control. And His program, I look, Brother Branham, how he talks about that so many times, his clock is ticking just right. Everything's... So with that said, just a little intro there. If you would stand, we'll open up with just one passage here, and actually we'll go back to Exodus. I love the wording here in chapter 23. Sorry, so yeah, Exodus 23. And really this is all wonderful, but we're just going to drop down to verse 20 here because I kind of want to draw from that. It says, behold, I send an angel before thee. Now stop and just think on that for a minute. To keep thee, to keep you, each one of us, take this personally, in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Amen. You can be seated. So we're going to, again, dwell on that thought, that word prepared. And think of that, a prepared people that are being prepared for a place that is being prepared. So there's so much, again, that we can go through the scriptures. We know I quoted this earlier, but Jesus also there in John 14 said, I go to prepare a place for you. So what does that tell us? Our place is not down here. We don't belong here. We just don't. And it's more evident all the time. You know, don't even try is my advice. You know, I think we're learning a little bit as we grow up, just a little bit. We got thick skulls sometimes. Takes us a while to learn, but don't even try to reconcile this world. Don't try to understand. Don't try to figure it out. It's a mess. It's insane. Brother Branham talked about all these things in this age. How many times did he talk about insanity? Insanity coming to this time in the people and their mental state. So just forget it. Again, the thought here of just preparation. A few things you can listen along. I'm just going to read some of these. But we'll go through this, and one of these, Matthew 25, verse 34, says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Think of that, just to dwell on that thought for a minute. The kingdom prepared for you. When? Before the world began. Awesome. Verse further down there, and it's the same on the other hand. So think about this: is what are we experiencing in this hour as we are feasting on this word? There is preparations being made. There's a process of redemption, and the world is also being prepared for judgment, for destruction. So he says in verse 41, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And also in that was Matthew, in Mark 10, verse 40, similar passage where it says, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. Think of that kingdom prepared for us, brothers and sisters. So Jesus said, or in the New Testament, we can read Paul, Philippians chapter 1, he says, he who began a good work in you will perform it until. So you're being prepared. You're being that performance of him, from him, for that place. So we have a journey that we're in, this process by his grace that he's taking us to that place, prepared. Amen. A people prepared for a prepared place. I love that. But I want to go into a quote here, because this also was, I was just savoring this, and there's a lot more here, but this is from the Message Identification, so I just started listening to this, because there's a lot of beauty here in this, but catch this one little part here. He says, I've been preaching so much on the coming of Christ, paragraph 19, he said, I thought that maybe it would be a good thing tonight to kind of settle down on some of these things that I've been talking about. And listen, he says, and bring the seriousness of the condition of this day into our presence by the gospel. And now listen, he says, and see how we are ourselves fitted for this hour. Just thought that was encouraging. Think of that. You, me, each one of us have been fitted. Again, placed by God right here, right now. And it's beautiful. He's that, again, that master planner. Only he knows. Only he could do this. The divine architect placing us. Think of him building that body, and each one, as he talks about, placing in each age the word for that age to build that body perfectly. And in each age, recipients, people who can hear, can receive. And it's beautiful building his body. So I just love that. He says, to see how we are ourselves fitted for this hour. So what do we watch for? What do we got to guard against? Fear. Constant enemy, I think, that our senses declare. We see things happening. Our reasoning, more and more by his grace, got to, I think, take us to a place where we divorce those things, where they lose their impact. They lose their, you know what I'm saying? Their pressure on us, you know. So God help us in this hour. But this is what he's doing, I believe. Here's another place in Conferences with God. He says, when, now again, you kind of have this same thought here, that, or a similar thought. I think it's just so beautiful. He says, when Solomon's temple was cut out across the world, it was cut from all over the world. Different funny looking stones and everything else. Now think about it. That's pretty amazing, really, when you think about that, just in the natural. But look into the spiritual. He says, when they began to come together, there wasn't a buzz of a saw or sound of a hammer. 40 years in the erecting of the temple, they never heard one hammer beat or one buzz saw. They were all cut out just right. He says, all these great churches that's got the Holy Spirit will move right together in their fitted place at that day. So see how God's just orchestrating beautifully everything at that day in the body of Christ for the rapture. So there you are, brothers and sisters. You can see again his love, his handiwork. And I think if we can have that confidence in him, as Dad was even touching on Sunday, that he's with me. I know he's with me. And that confidence that he is working. He is working all things together for our good, right? Amen. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Isaiah 54 says, behold, think of this. I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I've created the waster to destroy. So it's all in his hands, all according to his purpose. And the next verse, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. I like that. Are there schemes? Do we have an adversary? Are there battles? Absolutely. But no weapon formed against you will prosper. You are ordained to overcome in this age by his grace. Amen. You are fitted for this age, brothers and sisters. Prepared. I love in Psalm 87, verse 5, it says, and of Zion, who's Zion? It's us, the bride. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. So who's establishing us? Who's doing this? Who's working? Who's this preparation? All these things. It's him. It's his handiwork by his grace in us, building this body, happening right now. I believe that, preparing us for a prepared place. Amen. Let's keep moving on here. So this is in the Message. I love this. kind of taking a different look here, but again, the thought of preparation, and think of this, how personal he works with, how personally he works with each one of us, day in and day out in our lives, leading us in different ways. And he knows exactly, the potter knows the clay. He knows what to do in each and every life. For some, could be unimaginable suffering and hardship. For another, could be the slightest, most gentle nudge of something. He knows it's his business, it's his clay. He knows exactly what he's doing. He will bring each one by his grace into that place of submission, into that perfect place of being fit, being ready for his headship to come down. Because that's what this is all about, is the body uniting with the head. Amen. So that's kind of what I see here in this. This is beautiful. In the message, Uncertain Sound, he says, Jesus sitting up on the mount that day, he said, when you see Jerusalem compassed about with armies, let him that's in the field don't return to his house to get his coat. Let him that's in the house go not to the housetop or come down. He said, but flee to their mountain, for there will be a time of trouble. Now look what all the great denomination of the churches. So he's talking about Titus there coming in, and he says, now listen, later on he says, but those that had been trained to the voice of Jesus, they took to the mountains as hard as they could go. And the only ones that survived it. He says, see, now if Jesus hadn't given them that and had given them training, that sound of training, how would they have known to run? He says, and they were the only ones that survived because they got out of the city. They knowed that sound. Do you know that sound, brothers and sisters? Do you know his voice? Do you know his leadership? That's the preparation, listening to that still small voice as he moves, as he leads, as he works in our lives and orchestrates each step. He says, oh, brother, may the Holy Spirit, listen to this, get in our hearts this morning. Give us the sound of that heartbeat of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? Talk about such that unity and that connection, that fellowship. Give us the sound of that heartbeat of the Holy Ghost and his power. Now listen, he says, only that will be able to survive. Listen to that. That sound of the trumpet and our hearts prepared for this hour. So there we go. I think that's just so rich, so beautiful. That kind of reminds me, let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 8. Our hearts prepared for that hour. How? Listening, in tune with that spirit, in tune with that still small voice. Proverbs 8 and verse 34. We've quoted this a lot, but I love this. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Heareth, E-T-H. He's listening. I didn't hear him once. I'm engaged. I'm listening continually, watching at my gates, waiting at the posts of my door. He's tuned in. He has his attention, his focus. It's all there. I just think that's beautiful. Now to move on from here for a minute, just bear with me. I want to move into another thought here. And again, this thought here tying together a couple things. But if you turn with me to Revelations chapter 21, I know we've kind of been through this, I think, a bit recently, but you think of preparation and you think of God and his bride here. Can't help but think of this. So again, Revelations 21, and we'll just start with verse 1. It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 2, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared. I just love that. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So there it is again. You can see this all through the scriptures. Just go do a simple word study in the Bible on these things. Established, fixed, fitted, prepared, all these things. There's so much here. But you can see that. And even Paul, and he says in Galatians 4, he says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth, till Christ be formed, fashioned. Where? In you. Preparing, God preparing that dwelling place among his people. Turn with me back to Romans 9. We'll just hit a few more here. Some of these I'm just going to read together, and some I'll quote here. Oops, sorry. Romans chapter 9. You probably know where I'm going. Chapter 9 and verse 22. We'll drop in there. It says, "What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted," here we go again, fitted to destruction, "that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles." Think of that. Grace, brothers and sisters, grace, grace, grace. Afore prepared unto glory. I love that. It's happening, I believe, right now. Making a people ready for that place. You are fitted, ordained for this place and this time right now. Amen. And he is working, bringing us into that place. Forget this world. It's over. It's done. It's getting uglier, nastier by the day. It's got to go. I go to prepare a place for you. Your place is not down here. It's there. So we can see Brother Bram talked about that blending where the body and the head begin uniting, and there's that the natures begin to blend. And I believe we're going to experience more and more. The transformation is happening where? And this is where I want to tie in the mind. It's here, and we're expressing that light, that word that we've received into our hearts. We're expressing that. Look at Isaiah chapter 60. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For darkness will cover the earth." Cover it. And gross darkness, the people. Think of that. And I'm just amazed, that word there, gross darkness, it's darkness which can be felt. That's a heavy darkness. So you see people, there's two different classes here. There's a people displaying, projecting, representing darkness, and there's a people displaying and representing light. Amen. It's what a time. So we see now, if you think about this, what we are experiencing now in this hour, in this age, naturally speaking, the perversions, and we talked about insanity and these things, is simply a progression of what started in Eden. You can see, for example, the things that we are witnessing right now with, there's 45 genders or whatever, all this nonsense, and we're just aghast and we're horrified, and we are. It's awful. It is insanity. But that started in Eden. Everything started there with one word off. All perversion. You take an arrow, you take a bullet, whatever it is, aimed in properly on its target. If that gun is sighted right, it's got to hit that mark. Which if it's not sighted right, or if you move that off of just a hair, the further you go down, the further it's off course, off target. And that's exactly what we see today, right now. Satan's Eden. So all these things we can see, it's just a continual progression and perversion of that started right back then. But interesting to just note, Brother Branham, when he's talking about Eve in the beginning, when he received Satan's lie into her, he says there's a place where he says, and I should have put it in here, but he says her thinking changed. Her thinking changed right then. And he says, no man is truly in his right mind until he's met Jesus Christ. So think about that. So when you look at this world around you, keep that in mind. So again, insanity all around us. We see that. It's interesting. I've quoted this before, I know, but in Psalms 9 and verse 17, think of this, preparation. Who's being prepared? Are you reflecting light? Are we reflecting darkness? He says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Think of that. Brother Bram, he says, souls in prison now. Talked about that. So you see hell, darkness on display all around you and more all the time. But I believe we'll see more and more of heaven on display as well in a people, in you, in me, by his grace. What a thought. So let's just continue on a little bit more with that thought, again, looking at the mind for a moment. Turn with me to Luke chapter 8. This has always been kind of an awesome passage. Luke chapter 8. Very fitting, I think, for this hour, too. We'll just start with verse 26. It says there, again, Luke 8, verse 26, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And he besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then when the devils out of the man, then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. And when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. I've just always thought that's amazing. So many types. They're clothed and in his right mind. How many people are not in their right mind? I will just stop right here for a moment to say, ladies, we love you. We appreciate you. Your modesty, it's beautiful. I see Josh's girls walking down the street. Models, you are God's models. Ladies, properly dressed. You're modeling something. Who are you representing? So again, just appreciate you. Wanted to show, but how powerful that, clothed and in his right mind. What a picture there. So what are we witnessing in this hour as we go back to that thought again of just preparation, God taking us back to Eden, taking us to that restored place, that prepared place. Through the ministry of Malachi 4, through Revelations 10, that word restoring the faith, right, of the fathers, all these things taking us back to that place and that position, restoring to us. And let me stop right there because I don't want restoring to us the sane mind of Jesus Christ. You know that quote? Have you heard? Charity, you're smiling. Sorry. So I'm going to get to that here in a second. This is beautiful. He says in leadership, he says, oh God, let me go, Lord. He says, don't let me leave me behind, Jesus. He says, let me go with you, Father. I don't want to stay on this earth and watch these tribulations coming on. I don't want to stay here in this insanity. I don't want to stand here when these hideous sights, the people losing their mind. He says, we look at men trying to act like beasts and look like beasts, and the woman trying to look like animals with the paints on their faces, knowing that these things are predicted to happen. He says, that thing will. They will go so insane till locusts will raise up with hair like women to haunt the woman, and teeth like lions and things like that. You've said the mental condition of the people will be completely gone. My goodness. And then he says here, he says, we see it in the making right now. Help us, Lord. He says, now listen, he says, restore to us the same mind, Jesus Christ. Oh, don't you? How precious is this? This word, this work that he's doing, again, preparations, brothers and sisters, bringing us back to that restored state, back to Eden. Amen. And he said here, this is the other one I was referring to earlier. He said this is in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. He's quoting here in, I think, is it Colossians? He says, let me put a little emphasis on, again, that in Colossians 1, if that's right, this 19th verse, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Now listen what he says next. He says, watch where the reconciliation went. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, now has he reconciled. So where is that mind? Where is that grace? Where is he working here? The world out there is going completely insane. They're beholding, they're becoming transformed and reflecting something else, where they're reflecting darkness. But by his grace, through that word, the reconciliation that's taking place in our mind. Amen. It's happening, brothers and sisters. A couple more. This is another one similar to that. He says, and knoweth it not. He says, now watch the Spirit following. And he said, there will come a time, you guys, I think you've all heard these, but I think they're just powerful. In the name of the Lord will people go completely insane. The Bible says so. They'll scream and holler, great, hideous. Now listen to this. He says, great, hideous things in their imaginary mind. The radios and things are, and television programs are producing it. So what are we feeding on? What is the world around you feeding on? That's what's happening right now. They've got a channel, they've got a stream, they're streaming from hell. And we have a stream from heaven, and we are being changed into his image and his likeness by his grace. Grace, grace. So preparations, brothers and sisters, being prepared for that place. His word into our heart, into our mind, changing us from glory to glory. Amen. Thinking of that, okay, so we read earlier that passage there in Luke, that man, that maniac set free, and he's found at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. The two go hand in hand. Now look at this, because we can see this in Revelations 19. You can turn there, or you can just follow along if you want. It says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And what comes next? To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. There she is, clothed by him and in her right mind. So what a beautiful picture there. The bride clothed, made ready, amen, in her right mind. His mind, not ours, his. Amen. Just a few more things here. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. And that's what it is. It's a spirit out all around us, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Thank you. That's this work, part of this redemption process, taking us back to that place. Amen. This is just a few more here things and just closing. Brother, this is in the message. I love this. Spiritual adoption. And think again of God fitting his body through the ages, each one of us, each and every one of us, placing us, working on us, getting us into that perfect image. He says, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, little rock. He says, I'm the great rock. I'm the cornerstone, but you are the little rock that's placed upon me. I like that. The builders chose you. Listen to this. Just take yourselves, put yourselves right in here all the way through. You never chose yourself. Isn't that the truth? The builders chose you. Oof. The angels of God, one night working in the quarry, called you out and you submitted yourself to God. And I cut you in my own fashion. I made you the way that I wanted you to be. I done the sawing. You just stood still. Thank you, Lord. That's what he wants. Let him saw, let him cut, let him hammer, let him beat. Just sit still. Let me read that again. I made you the way I wanted you to be. I done the sawing. Think of that, sawing. Does that hurt? Is that fun, enjoyable? Maybe not. You just stood still, and I've placed you now as a little stone to fit in with some other stone, to lead that stone. And this stone leads that stone. So you can see the picture here. And the cement of love is bringing you together, making the foundation, which I am, to be fitted together with every stone that professes my name and receives this revelation. Ooh, isn't that beautiful? Again, to be fitted with every stone that professes my name and receives this revelation. And upon this rock, the revelation of God, that'll stand still and be cut. Oof, there he goes again. Upon this rock, the revelation of God, that'll stand still and be cut. The stone, by revelation, I'll build my church, and all the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Showing surely all the gates of hell would be against it, but shall never prevail. So you, oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, go back to the very beginning. You have been fitted for this age, placed in this age, part of that great handiwork that he's doing, forming his body. You are ordained to express him, to come into his likeness in this age. Oh my goodness, I'm going to skip some things here. Philippians 2 verse 5, just quoting that, let this mind be in you, his mind, which was also in Christ Jesus. Is that a verse we just quote? Is it something that's going to really experience and it's going to be a reality? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I believe we are experiencing that to a depth and a fullness that no other age has known through the ministry of this age. The Son of Man of Malachi 4, the Word revealed, the Word restored. Grace. My, oh my, goodness, Lord is so good. Let me see here. Yeah, I'm going to skip a few things. Just maybe one in closing. So he says, this is questions and answers. So similar to one of the other ones that we touched on. It says, just like the pyramid that as Enoch built, we find in that pyramid, they never did get the headstone on. Why? The headstone's yet to come. The seven steps in the pyramid, we'll go through it that someday, and I just like to show how really it is perfectly with the scriptures. All right, I'm going to skip on down here. He's talking about, you can see that the headstone. Now that stone would not fit in there on the bottom foundation, neither will it fit on the second foundation or the third foundation. It'll only fit on the top foundation when the entire building has become fitted to the stone. And Jesus cannot come until the church, a body of believers, and the ministry that he once left will have to be the same as it was then. He says, then that brings, he says, them without us cannot be made perfect. Paul said in Hebrews 11, without us they can't be perfected. They must have this ministry to raise up the Lutheran, the Wesley. What is he talking about? They must have. Who? Who's they? It's you. It's me. They must have this ministry to raise up Lutheran, Wesleys, and all of them down through their ages. When that come, when that part of where the eagles gathered, just as the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. Oh, it's just perfect. What is it? It's his doing. Amen. Preparing us. Building that body and bringing us to that place where the headship unites with body. I go, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm preparing you for that. It's man and it's God becoming one. Amen. By His grace. You love Him? Take courage, take confidence, brothers and sisters, knowing He's with you, He's working, and you have been fitted for this day. Amen. Amen. The divine architect, the divine planner, building perfectly that body. You love Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, we're just so in love with You and amazed by Your grace, by Your word and Your work in this hour, Lord, to see and to find ourselves recipients, Lord. Oh, how precious You are, Lord. How great these things are, Lord. How blessed we are to have eyes to see, ears to hear, Lord. A heart to receive the most precious thing there is. Pray, Lord, that You would take these few thoughts, broken up a little bit maybe, but just minister into your hearts, your people, the thought that You had for each one, Lord. Something to encourage, something to help and edify and build up, I pray. We give You all praise, all honor, all glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Would you stand with me? Let's just worship, Lord. Could we sing that song, From Glory to Glory, He's Changing Me? Glory, He's changing me, changing me, changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me, the love of God shown to the world. For He's changing, changing me from earthly things to the heavenly, His likeness and image to perfect in me, His love of God shown to the world. From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me, let's changing me, His likeness and image to perfect in me, the love of God shown to the world. For He's changing, changing me from earthly things to the heavenly, His likeness and image to perfect in me, the love of God shown to the world. Amen. I love that. From glory to glory, He's changing me. And think about that for just a minute. As that mind comes in us, what do we start speaking? What else can we start speaking but His word? There comes a point where the Spirit and the Bride say, come. They have the same voice because it's His mind in us. Amen. Let's sing that song. I'm looking forward to it. Here's able, more than able to accomplish what concerns me today. Where is that? Probably looking right at it. Maybe we all know it. I can sing it. 25, thank you. Yeah. Amen. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. Sing it once more. He is
accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Amen. Do you have that confidence in Him? Amen. That He's able to do more than we could ever ask, just as the scripture says, more than we can even ask or think. I mean, how great is He? How great is your God? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Greg, would you close us tonight?
I want to thank You so much. Thank You for Your presence with us tonight, Lord, and how we feel Your presence just basking over us, Lord, just coming near and telling us, I will be with You.
Amen.
And therein is the rest, Lord. Again, reminding us, oh God, You go before us, Lord. Help us, Father, that we may follow You. Help us, Lord, that we can keep our eyes right on You, that we not be as that in Brother Branham's vision of the presentation of the bride, of those getting out of step, Lord. Help us to stay right in step. Lord, I pray that You would cast away any discouragement. Cast away every shred of unbelief, Lord. This is a time, Lord, where we start stepping out. And more, Lord, You're going to manifest Yourself, and You are manifesting Yourself. Father, we're thankful for Your word.
Yes.
We're thankful that Your word is yea and amen. And everything that You said, Lord, will come to pass exactly.
Amen.
So, Lord, we pray truly, may the furrows, may the ground be deeply dug. And may these precious seeds, Lord, go deep, Father. And it has been planted, Lord. And it's been there and it's been growing, Lord. Help us, Father. We just want to ripen. We want to grow. We want to walk. And everything that You said, Lord, concerning the bride, Father, we will manifest by Your grace.
Amen.
Truly the Word becoming flesh. For this very hour, Lord, we are called.
Mm-hmm.
We give You thanks, Lord. We just commit this Word we've heard. We commit everyone into Your hands. With thanksgiving. And this we do in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Walk with your God. Love Him more every day. Amen. You're dismissed.